Welcome to Elmhurst CRC's Daily Dose of the Word of God. It's Tuesday, March 5, and I'm Kara Hackert. It's the season of Lent, and we're walking with Jesus. Today, we're reading from Luke 19, verses 1 through 4. Zacchaeus the tax collector. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but because he was short, he could not see over the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. I just received a new book in the mail. 'Twas the season of Lent, Devotions and Stories for the Lenten and Easter Season, by Glennis Nellist and published by Zonderkids. It's a beautiful book with a daily devotion for each day of Lent. Today, I would like to read for you the entry on Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus the tax collector sat high in the sycamore tree, waiting for Jesus to pass by. Since he was too short to see over the heads of the crowd gathered in the street below, it would be a great view. Like everyone else, Zacchaeus was curious about the new teacher in town. Who was this man who could make sick people well and who taught about loving others? As Zacchaeus waited, he thought about all the money he'd collected in the huge purse hidden under his bed. It was true he'd taken a bit more than he should from his neighbors, but he hadn't cheated them that much. Suddenly, Zacchaeus heard cheering coming from the street and peered through the leaves to see Jesus walking down the road with his 12 disciples. But Zacchaeus couldn't help but be disappointed. This man looked like any other man. There was nothing special about him. As soon as he leaves, I'll go home, Zacchaeus thought. But Jesus didn't leave. He stopped, looked right up through the branches, and spoke to Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus, come down. I want to eat with you. Zacchaeus nearly fell out of the tree. The crowd was as shocked as he was. Why did Jesus want to talk with him? Didn't Jesus know he was a cheater? But there was something in the way this man spoke that made Zacchaeus want to learn more. The people who lived in Jericho never knew what Jesus said to Zacchaeus. All they knew was that the very next day, Zacchaeus was running through the streets of Jericho with his huge purse, giving back all the money he'd taken and more besides, until he had almost no money left. Zacchaeus had changed. Money wasn't important to him anymore. Love was. Let's pray. Thank you, God, that when we listen to Jesus, we can change so that love becomes the most important thing.